You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Welcome to a little mini episode of West of Broadway, and we wanted to get this up quickly. It's Saturday, August 18th, as we are talking to you right now, because, Will, you have an incredibly talented friend that is doing a really cool show, but it's one night only.
Right. Musical Theater West, they have a one night only production of Most Happy Fella, and Jeffrey Landman is one of the cast members, and he's a dear friend of mine, and I was like, Jeffrey, can you jump on the phone and kind of tell me a little bit about it and share? Because Musical Theater West not only has this incredible incredible show that they're doing August 19th, tomorrow, but they have an incredible whole season coming up full of spectacular musicals that I would love to tell everybody about so they can go out of their way to go see them.
Well, let's jump into it with Jeffrey. Okay, we're calling him now.
Yay. Welcome, Jeffrey. Hey. Jeffrey.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you so much I know that you are right in the middle of final rehearsals for your show, and so thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Oh, our pleasure. My pleasure.
Excellent.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And so it opens August 19th, which is tomorrow.
Yeah, it's actually a one-night concert.
Excellent. And
get your tickets now.
Exactly. So tell me a little bit about the show and the cast and the rehearsal process.
So this show is being presented as part of the Reiner Reading Series at Musical Theater West. It's actually the final show of the series. It's a one-night-only concert of the Most Happy Fella, Frank Lesser's gorgeous, gorgeous pseudo-opera, for
right.
lack of a better word. And it's a great experience because we only rehearse for 29 hours total.
Incredible.
Which for a three-act opera is kind of insane.
Yes.
So we are holding the script, but it is a staged performance. And the voices in this show are just absolutely stunning.
You posted a couple.
We've been having a lot of fun.
Yeah, you posted a couple videos, like some sneak peeks about, and it just, I really enjoyed watching it. It's such a talented, talented group.
Yeah, it's really going to be a very special evening. And since it is the ending of the series, it's been running for about 8 years, you know, we're sort of pulling out all the stops. And Most Happy Fella was it's the only time in this series we've ever revisited a show we'd done in the past, because this show is just so beautiful. And
so beloved,
our
yes.
founder, Dottie and Ken Reiner, it's one of their favorite shows. So we're doing it a second time to honor them and all they've given to the Los Angeles community with these concerts.
That's so nice to hear. And Musical Theater West, their website is musicals.org. Am I correct?
Musical.org.
Great. And I poking around on their site, they've got so many great shows coming up.
We start our new season in the fall with Bright Star.
Right.
And then we have Oliver, Catch Me If You Can, The Little Mermaid, and a bonus production of Elf for Christmas.
What, you guys got your hands full. That's
it's a very busy season. But I think the audiences and the LA theater community has been so responsive and so wonderful in their turnout that we, you know, put together a really great season for everyone.
Well, excellent. And Lara and I will love to come out and support and cheer you guys on. We're so looking forward to...
And we'd love to have you.
Yay, excellent. But yeah, so I want to talk a little bit about Jeffrey Landman, if you don't mind.
Oh, Lord.
You recently got married, so congratulations to that. And
thank you very much.
And you and I have been friends for a long time. We met at, I was telling Lara just recently about Oil Can Harry's. I asked her if she'd ever been there, which is a dance hall in Studio City, would you call it?
A line dancing bar.
Exactly, and they have karaoke there. And I was there with a bunch of friends, and I saw this very, like, handsome man standing across the room, just, like, quietly just waiting. And then it was your turn to sing. And it's like, you're one of those people that, like, even – in darkness, you're standing in like a pin spot. Like I could before you even opened your mouth, I was like, who's that person? And then you got up. And then you got up and you sang and blew the entire room away. That I was just like, when you were done, I was like, I have to go meet this guy. And I went up and I introduced myself. And it turned out that we have a million friends in common. And I was like, why have I not met you before? And then we became close friends. And I would see you all the time at Oil Cans. And
karaoke brings people together.
It really, really does. Especially in Los Angeles, when people do a killer karaoke, where like it is
true.
No
true,
joke.
True, true, true.
Getting to know you, I learned that you started your musical theater career quite early. And you were in the
very young. I made my Broadway debut at age 10.
Amazing.
Which was actually my very first audition.
Excellent.
Every time I tell the story, it still sounds crazy to me that I went to this one random audition and 9 days later was appearing on Broadway.
That's so nuts. You were Gavroche in Les Mis.
Yes, sorry, I should have said that. In Les Mis, I was a Gavroche in Les Mis right around the second anniversary of the show.
Wow.
So I was there right at the beginning. And I always tell people, like, kids today, they don't know. Like, it's like being in Hamilton right now.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, Les Mis was the Hamilton of the 80s.
Right.
And, you know, to be there at that time period was so exciting, especially coming from 6 months earlier, I was doing shows at the Jewish Center in New Jersey.
And then from Broadway, you went in and you've had done your hand in screen, actually. And you were, as a young child, you were in a pretty famous movie.
Yes, I left Les Mis to star in Halloween Part 5. I cannot think of anything more drastically different from a Broadway musical than a horror movie.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But,
especially,
you know,
that one.
The life of an actor.
Exactly. And I think that the only thing more dedicated and supportive than a musical theater fan base is a horror movie fan base. So you have like two.
Oh, they are fanatical and I love it.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. I've really been embraced by the horror community and they, the fans turn out and show up and are really obsessed with the horror movies, especially being in one of the big, being in one of the big series, being
exactly.
a part of the Halloween family. It's something I really don't take for granted, and I love the way that the fans are so fanatical and debate every last detail of the show.
I'm sure.
And the movie. And
what do horror fans ask you the most? Like, what's that question that you always get from them?
First off, if it's scary filming the movie,
right?
And then they always want to know. There's some in that era of the Halloween mythology. There's some questions about Michael's motivations, and it all sort of starts to come out in Halloween 5, and everyone wants me to answer what's going on, and my answer is always, I don't know.
Exactly.
What's in the movie is what's in the script, so I have no insider knowledge as to what the writers were thinking, but everyone wants me to explain some stuff.
You're like, I was just a kid, lay off.
But I just did the words they told me to say.
The last show you did before this, was it Sweet Charity? Was that what you were doing?
Yes, I just finished a run in Sweet Charity for Reprise 2.0 at UCLA.
With Laura Bell Bundy, right?
And with Laura Bell Bundy,
oh my
who
God.
Is phenomenal. We actually go back to when we were kids together. We were often auditioning together. And, you know, the child actor circuit, especially in New York in the 90s, is very, very small.
Yes.
And you would see the same people at every audition. And, you know, so it was a nice reuniting moment with her.
That's it. So great. I'm sorry I missed that because I really, really wanted to see it. But I heard great things and Reprise 2.0.
It was wonderful. And she was truly, truly phenomenal.
Well, incredible. Well, Jeffrey, and you too are truly, truly phenomenal. So I'm not surprised. But
you're truly phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for, I know that, like I said, you're chest deep in rehearsals right now, and so thanks for taking the time to speak with me.
My pleasure, anytime.
I wish you and your entire cast
check out Most Happy Fella.
Yes,
musical.org,
and best of luck to you and your entire cast, and have happy opening and closing night.
Great, thank you very much. Good to talk to you.
Bye, Jeffrey. Okay, that brings us to the end of a short but special episode of West of Broadway. I hope you get a chance to check out Musical Theater West's production of Most Happy Fella, featuring Jeffrey Landman and his incredible cast, or any of the other wonderful shows that they have planned for this season. I also can't wait for the next episode where Lara's going to sit down and talk about her experience at the national tour of Waitress at the Pantages Theater. She's going to tell us all about that and what she thought of the show. And if you have anything exciting or interesting going on in the realm of musical theater here in Los Angeles, I'd love it if you reach out to us through our Facebook page. You can find us at Will and Lara on our Facebook page, West of Broadway, and just let us know what's going on, and maybe we can have you on as a guest. So on behalf of my co-host Lara Scott and myself, Will Armstrong, thank you so much for listening. And if you're looking for us, you can always find us just west of Broadway.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.